Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rome wasn't built in a day. Wasn't built in a day.
Might have fallen, though.
I think it took a week. No, that was God. Then he rested on the seventh.
Yeah, there's only 6 days.
All right. Rafael Devers makes his debut for the Giants last night. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And Giants lose 3-2. But obviously, Devers with a couple of hits. Excitement. Out at the ballpark, was coming through the television screen, Goo.
Thanks, Donnie. Appreciate it, man.
You were, we got this covered today because...
Wow, dude.
I was all over it. You were at the game, and then we got our main man, Steven Rizzotto, who was in the clubhouse. So we got everybody represented.
Yeah, shout out to Goo. He's at a family reunion, headed down to Texas. Going to be out for a while, so happy to be sitting in for him. But
hey,
last night was... I think a moment that everyone had been waiting for since Sunday at approximately 3:45 Pacific Standard. Like the moment that the bombshell comes down that the Giants are getting Rafael Devers, it's when can we see him hit? And not going to lie, Steiny, another loss last night. He didn't disappoint.
No, he didn't. You know, one of the, and you may be too young to remember this gentleman, a guy named Gary Radnich.
I'm familiar. You guys reference him a lot.
Yeah, he's a great media guy from the past. Did a radio show. And he would always say something like this. Devers, he looks like something. Like, he just looks like something. When he's in the box, he's going to hit. And last night, struck out in the first. But then, boy, you love that double. You love that double.
Steiny, you could
give
hear,
me some exit velocity numbers.
You could hear, I don't have to give you an exit velocity. You could hear the ball hit the bat and the crack through the television screen. That's how hard he hit it. Now, he didn't get to third, but that's not what he's here to do, Steiny. He's not here to take extra bases. He's here to hit for extra bases.
Yeah, I'm watching that game last night, and I'm thinking – there were a couple plays that whether you have Devers, whether you don't have him, you got to make. And, you know, the Casey Schmidt play where he gets picked off second on the line out from Wilmer Flores to Kwani, my guy, it just can't happen. I mean, you can't do that if you're the Giants and you're set up to win games with defense and pitching. That's just a killer. That was a killer last night. Play of the game as far as I'm concerned, D.
Today's about Devers. Yesterday was about Devers. It's all about Devers.
All right.
But it doesn't take away from the fact that this team's strength is still going to be its pitching and how well they execute. I mean, you can make a case. Like, they had 10 hits last night. It's the ninth time that at home that they've had 10 hits in a game this year. I think it's a great sign that they got as many. Devers had a pair. But you still left 13 in scoring position. You were still 1 for 13 with runners in scoring position. and you didn't execute when you had to. So, like, I understand that Devers comes in and he excites everyone. And I actually think the press conference before the game and some of the things he said after the game were fascinating, and I want to get into. But as far as the game itself, the Giants aren't all of a sudden the Los Angeles Dodgers at the plate. Like, they got a big bat. They got probably the best hitter they've had since Buster Posey wore a uniform. But it doesn't take away from the fact that this Giants team is still going to play in a lot of close games.
Yep.
They're still going to have to win a lot of one-run games. And the Cleveland Guardians are a quality club as well. So I wouldn't look at the first game that he played as, you know, a bit of a, I don't know, you know, like it, I wouldn't look at it as negative or, you know, a little underwhelming. Like, to me, seeing him in a jersey, Steiny, was enough for a lot of people for the 37,000 plus last night.
Yeah, and obviously the double brought in the first run, and he gets a single in the ninth to keep something. Or was that the eighth?
Ninth.
Yeah, it was the ninth. Right. They had first and second with nobody out on in the eighth. Also, but look, the guy looks like he's going to hit, and if you know, haven't heard some of the things he said last night, he says he's willing to play anywhere, which most likely includes first base, which was an issue in Boston. But he was clear about, you know, I don't really want to talk about Boston that much, but happy to be here. Whatever they need me to do, meaning the Giants, I'll try to do it. And all in all, I think yesterday was kind of a big unveiling for the Giants. It almost felt like they were using yesterday to acknowledge to the fans that they're into a new era here of Giants baseball, and Devers is the latest part of it. That's what it felt like to me, a celebration of this guy getting into town, representing a player who's got a bat that they haven't been able to find for the recent past.
Yeah, I mean, it represents the turning of a new leaf, like the beginning of a new era. The Giants finally have acquired. It's as much about a bat signing as it is about certainty. Like, one of the things that they've been missing on offense for a long time is certainty. 2021 was a great year. There was nothing certain about any of those hitters. They all just had career years. For the last three seasons, there's been nothing certain about their lineup. Rafael Devers, whether you want to describe him as a clubhouse issue, a great teammate, just a DH, a first baseman, however you want to describe him as a person, as the player, he is a certainty. He is going to hit. And that's something that everyone, I think, like, I was out at the ballpark last night with a few friends, and everyone was excited to watch him hit because you're certain that something's going to happen. Like, 2-0 count against Ciccone. You're going to get a fastball, and I felt certain that he was going to hit that ball hard somewhere. He obviously went to the gap, got his first double. Oracle Park erupted. But there's a certainty in watching him that there hasn't been, at least on the offensive side of things, for, I would say, at least five seasons.
Yeah, and the other thing, and I don't know if you can tell this after one game or whether it's based on all the information we've heard about him or that we've seen in terms of what he did in Boston, but he's going to hit. Like, I don't think the ballpark is something that's going to get in his head. He just looks like he is a hell of a player, and he's going to hit in any ballpark. Now, the power numbers may feel something one way or the other, but just watching this guy up at the plate, he's got a presence that's undeniable. It just does. And, you know, eventually they're going to get healthy, and they're going to get Chapman back, and we'll see what the middle of that order looks like. But no, I was pretty impressed. And you're right, they haven't had a bat like that in the middle of their lineup that they could just plug in and day out for a while and have a guy who might hit 30 homers but who's going to drive in a lot of runs, and he's going to hit for average, he's going to draw walks. And I see what you're saying about he's just going to be a consistent in that lineup that's going to have to be dealt with.
Yeah, and there's, look, that's also part of what good teams around Major League Baseball, they have dudes. Like, you need a guy in the middle of your order that you can rely on getting either on base, setting up someone else, or delivering runs from players in front of them. Like, I think that Devers, you just look at the starting nine last night. I realize Chapman isn't there, but it is night and day different when you're looking at the Oracle Park scoreboard and you see Rafael Devers, number 16, DHing, batting third. It does so much for that team on paper and as a fan. Like, as a ballpark experience, when you're going there, there's now something you have to stop and watch or make sure that you get back to your seat for. And while the Giants were playing great baseball, good baseball before he got there, and I realize that they're now on a three-game slide, it's almost as if a slump kind of doesn't make you think that they're not going to get back to winning. Like, they've lost 4 of 5.
Right.
It doesn't really feel like that. And I know they got to start winning games and they're going to have to produce, Steiny, but in a way, there is far more legitimacy now to the Giants that Rafael Devers brings. And I just don't know if you can really quantify that.
No, I mean, and that's, I think, what you're talking about is Giants. You're right. They've lost 4 or 5, but they're going to have Devers in their lineup today. They're going to have Adames in their lineup today. Eventually, they'll get Chapman back, and that lineup will start looking like something that's being penciled in every day. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, what'd you think last night of Rafael Devers' debut? Two hits, a scorching double, second at bat, drove in the Giants' first run, kept the rally going in the ninth with a single. The Giants couldn't get one across, but this guy looks like he's going to hit. He says he'll play wherever the Giants want him to play. We can talk about that on the other side because, you know, that's still something that the Giants are going to have to figure out. But what were your impressions after one game of seeing Rafael Devers? 888-957-9570 is the number. And coming up today at noon, we're going to have Yahoo baseball writer June Lee. He wrote a great piece on what was going on in the Red Sox dugout preceding the trade. We're efforting John Smoltz, former Braves closer and starter, at 12:55. That would be John Smoltz. And listen today between 12 and 12:30. This is another big thing we got going. Listen today between 12 and 12:30 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever take on your Golden State Valkyries. That's tomorrow night. So between 12 and 12:30 today, we'll be giving away two tickets to see the Fever Valkyries game tomorrow at Chase. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.